So if you came in and you were just, you know, you'd say, well, I'm just
all worn out.
And if a person was well last time you saw him, and then he was, you know, wasn't, you know, had the flu or something, you'd say, I don't know when he
got sick.
And you talk about somebody that you didn't know when, but you know sooner or later they'd be over whatever it was they had. You'd say, well, he is sick now, but he'll be well again.
Soon.
Well, if you did, would you say soon if you didn't know when?
I might. I mean, let's see, well again. Yeah, I'd say soon.
What about if you were driving somewhere and there were children saying, when are we going to get there? What would you say to them? We'll be there.
In a little while. Or, well, it depends on how far away you were.
Well, if you really didn't know, what would you say?
We'll get there sooner or later.
And if a person, you know, sat in a draft and got his head wet or something, you say, last night he did what? He started to
cough.
And he
got, well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes, his nose started to run. You know, you'd say he
caught cold.
And what if somebody started to talk like this? You know, what would you say was wrong with him?
He got laryngitis or lost his voice.
Well, you know, you say,
got a sore throat.
I'm okay, it's just that I'm a little, what? Today I'm a little bit
hoarse.
And if you said, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little, what?
Sleepy.
And, but you say, if I go to bed now at 6 o'clock, I'll
be wide awake.
Well, you know, what would you
I'll
do?
I'll wake up.
And if somebody was in there, you'd say, well, he's still sleepy now. I better go
wake him up.
Right. And if there's a medicine sitting by a patient's bed, you say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And he'll say, oh,
I'll take it.
And you say, but I, what, some a minute ago?
But I took some.
And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you say he's stone
deaf.
Right. And if somebody can't hear well, you say he's just a little
hard of hearing.
And if he can hardly hear at all, what do you say? He's what?
I'd say he's almost deaf.
And what would you call a discharging little sore that you'd have that have a head on it?
Like a pimple?
Well.
A boil?
And would you have a different name if it had more than one core? No.
No.
What's the stuff that when you open a boil, when the boil opens, the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Ever heard it called anything else?
Not that I can think of.
And, you know, if you got an infection, your hand would begin to
swell.
You say, yesterday it
it swelled.
And it has
swollen.
And what, when you open a blister, what's the stuff that comes out?
I'd just call it water or something like that. Yeah, water.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No.
When's the best time to open a blister? Do you know? Have you ever heard of a good time to open
it? No.
Well, if you were in a war, you might, you know, get shot through the arm and you say you had a gunshot
wound.
And if you had a wound, you know, and it didn't heal right, you might get a little white granular substance right around the edge of it. It'd have to be cut or burned out. What would you call that? You know?
I've heard that called proud flesh. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Where did you hear that?
My mother.
And, what, is there something you keep that you put on a cut, you know, like you cut your finger? Anything you keep, like in your medicine chest?
Yeah, different things.
What?